أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب طور پر دنیا میں ایک دنیا دار انسان دولت کی خواہش کرتا ہے،
سو دیٹ ہی کین میک اے پوزیشن ہمسیلف امنگ دا ورلڈلی پیپل اینڈ ہی شوڈ امپریس ادرس with his wealth and create means of comfort for himself and make a comfortable home and also makes a comfortable means of transport. Also that he should leave a large wealth for his children so that they can also lead a comfortable life. And there is also a hidden desire that after my death what the apparent worldly people do, and everyone can see what they are doing, but there are also some people who in their own opinion are welfare of mankind and bear their grief. Who raise slogans to fulfill need of mankind, but their acts are not much different from the worldly people. They are only slogans for show. Because you do not see anyone who is sacrificing their own interest. But attaining wealth and then spending of that wealth and the methods they have for spending it the example set by the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his followers, they are part of only your life. It sometimes does happen that for pretense and for show, people do claim to show sympathy, and they are also sometimes generous and spend for other people, but this is only a temporary passion. But to spend only for winning the pleasure of Allah and to fulfill the needs of the people and the realization of their needs, such sights you see only in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These standards have never been set before him, nor it will be set at the same level in future, but this is the example he has set for his followers, where day and night he was in this concern that people should recognize one and only God and advance in spirituality. He did not show any concern for his rest and his comfort, but he was always concerned with fulfilling the needs of other people. He had no worry about or concern about the comfort of his children and his wives, because he was advising them and telling them that you should open your heart and be generous for other people. And this is what he admonished them and advised them, that you should put more emphasis on buying towards God rather than collecting wealth of the world, or put emphasis on your own comfort and rest. Because this is the thing which will be of use to you in your next life. As I have just mentioned, this generosity and spending in charity and to sacrifice for the sake of others, this he did only to win the pleasure of Allah and to show sympathy with the creation of God, and did by emulating the attributes of God. It is only his person in whom you see the highest standards set of the attributes of God, which you can see set in any human being. And the examples of this generosity and charity, which he, if you want to see in a man after God, it is the person of this perfect man. He knew that I am manifesting and demonstrating the attributes of God more than anyone else. And this generosity is also a great moral quality. And he said that Allah is more generous than anyone else, and then I am more generous than anyone, any other human being. And this was not a claim just by the word of mouth, as I will put some examples before you, what the examples in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show, that in fact no generous person has been born who was more generous than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never thought that Allah has bestowed this wealth for me and I should keep it for my comfort. Rather, On the contrary, when Allah created many such opportunities in his life, when there were piles of wealth and mountains of wealth with him, but he never so much as looked at them. He immediately attributed them among the people, and that was his main concern. He used to say, "Innama ana qasimun," that I am only a distributor, whatever Allah grants me and bestows on me. The sites of his such distribution has been mentioned and reported by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have mentioned such incidents in their own way. But by reading these reports, one realizes that the companions wanted to say more, but the words did not help them. And for example, there is a report from Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him.
آسن الناس و اشیاء الناس و اجود الناس.
This Arabic word means that the Holy Prophet was most handsome, most courageous, and most generous. Then Hazrat Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both reports, that I had not seen more courageous person, more honored person, and more handsome person than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more generous than anyone else, and his generosity used to reach its climax during the month of Ramadan. When Hazrat Gibrail came to meet him, his generosity used to gather such strength that it was stronger than the strongest wind. And his method of generosity could not be compared with anyone else, as I will mention. Some reports that the companions say that during the month of Ramadan, his mode of generosity was altogether different. It never happened in general terms that he never refused anyone's request. For example, Jabir bin Abdullah reports that it never so happened that someone begged and asked something from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would have refused it. If he had some, he would give it to him, or he will keep quiet or pray for him. There is another report from Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri that some people begged from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he granted him. They begged again, he gave him more, and when they begged again, he gave still more, till the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave all that he had. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whatever wealth I have, I do not keep away from you. There is another report that once the people thought that he needed some dress, and one lady companion gave a sheet which was wearing, that she thought that he wanted some dress, so she gave a sheet which she had prepared for him herself, and she said that I have prepared it for you for your personal use. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ needed it. When he went in, he wore that sheet and came out. One of the companions said, "How beautiful is this sheet?" And the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave it to him. They said when the Holy Prophet ﷺ needed it and he had worn it, then why did you ask for it? And you, whereas you know that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has never refused if someone asked him for something. He said, I have not asked to wear it, I have asked for my shroud when I die. There is another report that once 90,000 dirham were presented to him, he put it on the mat and started distributing it. Anyone who came or asked him, he gave it to, and he returned none empty-handed. When he distributed all that wealth, and another person came to beg for something more, and he had run out of that money, he said, you can buy something in my name to what you need. When I will have more money, I will repay your debt. At this point, Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was also sitting. He submitted, O the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what your capacity you don't have, Allah has not made it obligatory to you. When you don't have anything, possess anything, you can refuse it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most displeased. He did not like it. There was an Ansar member there. He said, O the Messenger of Allah, you continue to distribute. Allah will never let you be short of money. He smiled, and there was happiness evident in his face. And he said, this is the command that I have been given. And because of this generosity, he used to sometimes borrow money, but he never cared for it. In other words, he did not feel concern for it. He would easily borrow it to be generous. For example, it is stated, which is reported by Abdullah, that I met Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him, and asked him about his income and expenditure, that is, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Bilal said that up to his death, the whole arrangement of income and expense was in my charge, and I was responsible for it. And it so happened that whenever a Muslim who needed a dress or some other need, whenever he visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to command me to buy the dress for him or fulfill his need of food or for any other need. Hazrat Bilal says that sometimes I had no money, and even if I had to borrow money, I used to take loan. Once a rich idolater met me, and he said, "Oh Bilal, I have capacity. Why do you take borrow money from someone else? You should borrow from me." So I started borrowing money from that idolater. Once I was performing ablution, that man came with other traders. And he said in arrogance, "Oh Habshi, it is time for you to repay the loan. There are only few days outstanding." I said, "Yes, I do realize that." He used very harsh words, and he said, "I will definitely get my loan back, otherwise you will be working for me and become my slave." Bilal says, I was most displeased with his words. After Isha, he visited visited the Holy Prophet and said that I had borrowed so much money from idolater to fulfill the needs of the destitute, and he has used harsh words and has told me to repay. And the situation is that neither has you have anything nor I have any money that we can make arrangement for repayment. So I think as long as we cannot repay, I can go to some Muslim tribe. After mentioning this, I came home and started preparing to move and travel next morning. When I was ready to leave, a man came to me and he said that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling you. I visited the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what I saw that there were four camels which were laden with the things. And when I said to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get permission to leave, he said, O Bilal, be happy that Allah has created means to repay your loan. And he said, have you not seen the four camels which are laden with the things? And he said, yes, of course I've seen them. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, take all that luggage and repay your loan. And the further chief has sent to me as a gift. So he said, I did likewise. And when I came back, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the mosque. He said, that what happened to the loan? And I said, I have repaid the whole loan what you owed, and now there is no more loan. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, is there anything still remaining with you? I said, yes. He said, what is remaining, you should distribute that also among the needy and create means for my happiness. As long as something still remains, I will not go home. When after Isha was performed, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, what happened? I said, no one came to accept that those things. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ stayed in the mosque all whole night. And next morning he said, have you distributed those things? I said, O the Holy Prophet, Allah has made you independent of that those things, because Allah has all has been distributed. And at that, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Allahu Akbar, and thanked Allah that all everything has been distributed. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ was not taking so small loan that it was so much that to repay that loan he needed by the things which were laden on four camels, and when something was saved, he did not say that we could store it for future needs, but he said, I will not go home till everything has been distributed among the needy. There is another report. Hazrat Jubair bin Hakam, may Allah be pleased with him, reports. After the campaign of Hunain, some people were insisting to and begging, and when he started distributing, they had such a rush that he had to stand against a tree, and they pulled his sheet also. And then he pointed to a forest. He said, even if I had material equal to this forest, I will be happy to distribute that, and you will never see me miser or telling lies or cowardice. There is another report by Hazrat Anas that when anything was begged from the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the name of Islam, he will give it whatever capacity he had. One day a man came to him, he gave him such a herd of goats that the valley between the two mountains was full of those goats. When he returned to his people, he says, except to his people, he said, accept Islam, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ distribute as if he has no fear of become poor. There is another report, when he used to distribute generously like this, people used to accept Islam because they had gained, made worldly gains. But when they had accepted Islam and had faith, then they used to love Islam more than the wealth. And they also would start making financial sacrifices. On the day of campaign of Hunain, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave Safwan 100 camel, then 100 camel, then 100 camel again. That thus he gave him 300 camels. He said that I used to hate the Holy Prophet ﷺ, but that this bestowal Allah changed my hate into deep love for him. Then Hazrat Anas report, he said, I was accompanying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was wearing a sheet. A Bedouin came and he pulled that sheet till it made marks on the shoulder of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it was a rough cloth. He said, give it to me among the whatever is laden on these two camels, which is not of your or your father. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the property is the property of God. And, O Bedouin, the way you have treated me by pulling this sheet, we will take revenge. He said, this will not happen. This will not be so. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, why not? He said, it is because you never take revenge of evil ill with ill. And he laughed and he said, give him another camel load of dates. So you see that the rough manner of the man, he did not refuse to give him property, but he said, this manner, ill manner, you will be punished for. And this must also be as a joke. But in the reply of the Bedouin that he does not take revenge of ill with ill, he immediately smiled. And this was his gentle nature. As a result, the village people used to take advantage of him. Otherwise, they could never behave like this before a worldly ruler. Once when they were going to say prayers, a Bedouin came and he held him by his clothes and said, I have a little need, I am fearing I may not forget. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ accompanied him and fulfilled his need and then came back to lead the prayer. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar reports that once the Holy Prophet ﷺ had 10 dirham, and a trader came, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ bought some clothing from him for 4 dirham, and he came in. Another person immediately came who needed something. He said, oh, the messenger of Allah, please give me that shirt. Allah will give you clothing from the dress of paradise. And the Holy Prophet immediately took it off and gave it to him. And he bought another shirt for 10 dirham. And now there were only 2 dirham left. On the way, he saw a slave girl who was crying. And she said, he asked her, "Why are you crying?" He said, "My master had asked me to buy flour for 2 dirham, and I've lost them. The Holy Prophet gave him those 2 dirham and buy flour." And she was still crying. The Holy Prophet said, "Why do you still cry?" She said that my master may punish me because I'm late. He accompanied that slave girl to the owners, and he did salam 3 times. Then the people in the house said, "Wa alaikum assalam." At this, the Holy Prophet asked him, "Did you not hear my salam first time?" They said, "Yes, O the Messenger of Allah, we did hear, but we wanted that you may do more, bid more salam to us." "Our parents have no relevance compared to you." At this, he said that I took pity on this slave girl, that you may not punish her because she was late. That's why I have accompanied her. Hearing this, the master of the slave girl said, "We free her for the sake of Allah because you have accompanied her." At this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave them glad tidings of paradise and said, "You see how Allah has blessed 10 dirham. He gave the shirt to his prophet and to a man of Ansar, and has also through it freed a slave." He used to be very happy to fulfill needs, and he had his happiness had no bounds when a slave was freed. Hazrat Anas reports that property from Bahrain was brought to him. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Put it in the mosque." And this was the greatest property which was brought to the Holy Prophet ﷺ. He came for the prayer in the mosque and did not even look to that property. When he completed his prayer, he distributed all that property. Not a single dirham was left, and there was not a single man who had not received something. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that once a village man asked something to the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The Holy Prophet gave him whatever he possessed. He was most upset at this, that my need has not been fulfilled. And he used a disrespectful word about the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The companions were upset, and they rushed to punish him, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ stopped them, and he took that Bedouin home and fed him and gave him more property and gifts, and then asked, "Are you pleased now?" He was so pleased, he said, "Not only me, the people of my tribe will also be pleased with you." The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you should say that among my companions, because by being disrespectful to me, you had hurt their feelings. When he expressed these feelings to the companions, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "My example is of the master of a camel who can control even the most uncontrollable camels." There is another report that the Holy Prophet ﷺ distributed gowns among the people, and he gave no down to one of the person because he did not have any. He brought his son with him and came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sent the boy in to the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, go and tell the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have come to meet him. He went in, and that Makhrama, who is a blind companion, came in. He came out with a gown which was in his hand. He said, I had saved this gown for you, so you can see he did not forget a poor blind companion. But there used to be so much rush of jobs that he might have forgotten, but he had kept a gown for him that he will come and I will be offering this to him. Hazrat Aisha reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would accept a gift and he used to also return a gift. And he used to return more than the gift he received. For example, at the time of the victory of Mecca, it is reported that when the tribe after tribe came to him to visit him and brought gifts, he used to return higher gifts to them. Another lady companion reports that my father had brought a tray full of dates from to me and said, take it as a gift to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, I visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there are some jewelry he had received from Bahrain. He accepted that gift and gave me a handful of jewelry. And there is another report which adds that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him both handful of jewelry and said, you can wear this jewelry. So this was the level of his generosity, that for in receiving the dates and some vegetables, he had given him so much jewelry. He did not think that because they are poor thing I could return a smaller gift, but in reply to such smaller gifts he gave gold. So where would you find the sight of such generosity in the world except in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There is another report in which Hazrat Muhammad bin Sawa reports from his grandmother that once she gave a gift to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his wife did not accept it. For whatever reason, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to know, she told them that you should accept it, and they kept it. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ returned a gift of a valley full of a valley of land. The Holy Prophet ﷺ used to bestow gifts on those who were his close relations. It is reported by Hazrat Anas that when a gift was received by the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he used to say, give this to such and such a lady because she was a friend of Hazrat Khadija, or give it to such and such person because she loved the Hazrat Khadija. often happened that he used to find methods and means to bestow over someone, and how to give him some gifts, because it is reported that it so happened that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would buy something from him. After paying the price, he used to say, give the same thing as a gift to him. Once he bought a camel from Hazrat Umar and gave it to his son as a gift. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah reports that once I was returning from a campaign with the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that those who want to meet him, they should come quickly. I was riding a camel, and my camel stopped. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to me, he said that you should control your camel, and he pushed him and said he started moving. He said, would you like to sell your camel? And Hazrat Jabir said, yes, I will. When I reach Medina, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ went to the mosque with his companions. I visited him and tied the camel and submitted to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, here is your camel. When he came out and looked at him, he said, this is my camel. And he paid the price of that camel, which was in gold. And the person who had took this gold, he said, give it to Jabir. And then he inquired whether he has accepted the price. Hazrat Jabir said, yes, I have received it. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the gold is yours and so is your camel, both now belong to you. The worldly property and money had no relevance, no value in his sight. He always wished that whatever property he would receive, he will distribute among the people. It's reported that the companion was going with the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and there was the mountain of Uhud in front. The Holy Prophet ﷺ looked at it and said, if I received gold equal to the Uhud mountain, I would desire it to spend it before the next morning, and not to keep anything except what I will keep to repay my loan. And he said, I will distribute to everyone by pointing left, right and center. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that those who have possessed property, they will be in loss during on the Day of Judgment, except those who distribute generously in the way of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a generous man is near God and is near paradise and near with people, and a miser man is away from God, away from people, and is near hell. An ignorant, generous man is more is preferred by God, by Allah. Then the man who is who worships Allah, but he is miser. And this was the teaching according to which he spent all his life. There are untold other incidents, and we cannot cover all his generosity and his charity. Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's morals were clearly established and proved on hundreds of occasions. They were tried and tested, and their truth was manifest like midday sun. And those of the moral qualities of generosity, of piety, and of ignoring worldly matters were so great that they were so brilliant and shining in his person that no prophet has passed before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whose moral values would have been established so brilliantly. And they were such moral qualities which were more than all the other prophets before. Because Allah had opened gates of unlimited wealth on him, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent in the way of Allah and did not spend even the least amount on himself. Neither he built any structures, nor and he in his house had no preference over the poor man's quarters. He did good to those who were doing evil against him, and normally he slept on a simple bed on the floor and a little room for himself. He was given untold wealth, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not involve his pure hands in the worldly matters. And he from the time when he was raised as a prophet till to the day when he met his great friend in high, he did not consider anything compared to Allah. And his renunciation of the world and his courage and the love of God, whatever moral qualities they are, they were so great in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you cannot find its example before him, nor it will ever be manifested later. He said, never love wealth, do not be proud of wealth, and always open the gates of generosity and charity, and do not make your power of committing injustice. And these moral qualities can only be established when a man has been given great power and wealth. And in this connection, the foremost stand was of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed through all situations that with which established all his moral qualities like the midday sun. And innaka la'ala khuluqin was proved fully. And the moral of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been established in both aspects, proves the morality of all prophets, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in his book, that the Holy Quran, that they were part.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله